Welcome to Car Free Conversations. I'm Dom.
And I'm Sumitra.
And this is a podcast where we talk about how to make the most of St. Pete without the use of a car. And today we're going to be talking about Pride with Ethan, who works for PSTA. Hello, Ethan.
Hello. Thank you guys for having me. How are you today?
I'm great.
I'm doing well. And before we forget, Ethan is the chairman of PSTA's Pride ERG, which is just an amazing get for us. We really wanted to talk to Ethan since it is Pride Month and what PSTA is doing around Pride.
Thank you. Yeah. So for people who don't know, an ERG is Employee Resource Group, and we have several of them here at PSTA. I was newly elected as the Pride chairman for this year. And it's a great opportunity for me to help, you know, educate not only the community, but, you know, individuals at PSTA who may have questions and are a little embarrassed to ask them. It also helps our, you know, queer LGBT plus Q individuals that work for PSTA, that they have, you know, resources to ask questions, you know, about healthcare or anything like that, to get together, talk about, you know, questions they have, feel like they're part of a family and a community. So it's a really great thing. So that's one of my roles at PSTA. I'm also the marketing manager here. So I'm in charge of, you know, the ad campaigns, working with brand standards, helping with graphics, managing the design team. So I have my hands in many different pots here at PSTA.
That's awesome. It just feels so good that our local transit agency supports the community in that way. I think that's just that's just very positive. And there are other ERGs as well, right, at PSTA?
Yeah, so we have a Veterans ERG, we have an Asian American Pacific Islander ERG, we have an African American or Black, I can't remember exactly what they call themselves because it keeps on changing on me, that did an amazing job for Black History Month. And yeah, we have many, and then we can also start any. So if the main thing at PSTA is we want everyone to feel recognized and we want everyone to feel included. So if there's not a group that people can join, which they're not mandatory, we can create one. So if you feel like, you know, I need the Gamers Association ERG to represent all the gamers out there, that they could start that. You know, if it's disabled people, if it's anything that that you identify with, we have the opportunity to go to HR and be like, hey, we need our voices heard. Can we start an ERG with, you know, said category?
And one thing about ERGs that like not a lot of people understand is I think they're also for people who are allies of the ERG that's meant for the community. And, you know, it can spark some really interesting conversations.
Yeah, it's great. You know, we also have another one. It's an ERG. It's for eating international food. So, you know, learning about different cultures and like the food they eat, and they go to different restaurants. I very much want to join that one. But yes, it is important to know that the ERGs are about allyship and that you don't really have to be a member of that community, like per se, like you identify as that, but you are an ally to that. So you want to learn more or you want to show your support. That's a great thing, especially about PSTA, because we're not just a transit agency that gets you from point A to point B. We're really a part of the community. And this is a great segue into letting everyone know what we are doing for Pride this year. Because we want to be a part of the community. We want to help, you know, let people know like how to celebrate, you know, Pinellas County. We were part of, you know, the City of St. Pete flag raising. That's where we revealed our Pride bus, which we do a new wrap every year. Just recently on June 10th, we did the LGBTQ plus Youth and Family Day. We had the bus there. We had a table. We were giving away giveaways. The bus was used as a cooling station, which was great because it was really hot that day. And, you know, we do stuff all throughout the year, but, you know, obviously June is Pride Month, but June also is Juneteenth. And we did a Juneteenth contest at the same time as Pride's going on, where, you know, back in February, we had artists, local artists, submit artwork to become the bus wrap for our Juneteenth celebration. And that's being revealed. And it's just great because the community got to vote on it. It wasn't just PSTA members. It was a social media vote, and it was great to see people interact with PSA and interact with the artist.
That's really cool. Anybody could have submitted a design for the Juneteenth rap competition.
You had to be a Florida resident.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm assuming that it would be local people, but I guess that's a good stipulation.
Yeah.
That's a great way of involving the community. And the raps. Raps are fun on the buses, I think.
Oh yeah, they're great. You know,
I saw the rap for this year, especially Prime, and it's pretty,
yeah, the bus rap for this year is really fun, and it's really vibrant. I really love it. Can you, Ethan, talk a little bit more about the design for this year's rap?
Yeah. So last year we had a very successful design that had flamingos on it, and that had to do with one of our contactless payment. And payment programs we use is called Flamingo Fares. And so we designed the bus wrap, you know, as flamingos, and it was flocking, fabulous. And so that was really successful. It got a lot of great feedback from the community. So when we were tasked this year what to do, I definitely wanted to do an animal theme again, because it relates to everyone. Like, little kids love animals, adults love animals. Adults who have inner child like me that has Peter Pan complex loves animals. So I was thinking, what could we do that represents Florida? More importantly, what represents Pinellas County? And so I was thinking manatees, I was thinking pelicans, but then I was like, what about dolphins? I mean, like, dolphins are individuals. They live in a pod, and a pod's basically just a community. And yeah. So I love that idea of different colored dolphins representing different part of, you know, the LGBTQ plus flag. You know, having landmarks, especially of St. Pete, you know, we have the new pier in it. We have the totem when you're getting, I think it's exit that brings you to 4th Street.
Yeah, the 375 exit. Yeah.
That one's still there, which I'm sad they had to take them down when they're doing the construction for the expansion of the bridge, but hopefully they'll come back. We had, you know, the Sky Bridge. And then if you look in the water, there are rays. There are little rays swimming around to represent, you know, our baseball team. And so it's Ride with Pride. And, you know, pride can mean the LGBT community, or just I have pride in my community in general. I have pride in, you know, how we stand up for each other and we get along, and, you know, we may have different views, we can still coexist with each other. So that was a great theme that we wanted to focus on this year. Plus, it's just really, really colorful and bright, and it just makes you happy.
Yeah, it's got a very nostalgic vibe. You're a millennial, you'll
definitely. Yeah, for sure.
90s for sure. I love it. I think it's great.
And, you know, I'm so glad you said, like, about how different, like, this idea of different dolphins coming together to form a community or pods, because for a lot of LGBTQ people, chosen families are sometimes important than, you know, like, their biological families. I mean, along with their biological families. So I think that illustrates that really well, too.
Yeah, no, that is a great point, because it's true. Sometimes, you know, unfortunately, in today's society, you may lose your biological family for being who you are, but the great thing about it is you can find people that will help you, that will be your rock, that will be your support, and you can form your own pod within a community to make sure, you know, you are supported. So that was a big thing, other than the 90s nostalgia, which I loved very much as well. So definitely, we will also be at the St. Pierre Pride Street Fair. So we have some really amazing giveaways that definitely tie in with the rap and the 90s nostalgia. So we only have so many left. So if you come to our booth, we have like unicorn ducks. We have rainbow pencils. We have a rainbow pencil sharpener that has an eraser built into it. We have a little pencil case bag that has the dolphin on it, some crayons and coloring. So it's for kids and kids at heart. So it's for everyone. And it did very well at Family Day. And so did our bus wrap. We had, you know, adults coming out to us being like, is that a public bus? And we're like, yeah, it's our private bus. And they're like, that's so amazing. They're like, I can't wait to see it out and about. And I was like, well, after the parade, you know, once it's done doing the parade, it'll be out on the street. We just didn't want it to get too dirty before the parade time. So
you can see it in the parade. It's going to be in the parade.
It's going to be in the parade. Yes. And then it will be used during the street fair the following day as a cooling station. So, and then also during the parade as well, we will have last year's Pride bus as a cooling station. So, if it gets too hot or you just need to sit down, you know, PSTA is there for you. The AC will be on. Come right ahead, sit down, relax. And, you know, make sure you're taken care of and enjoy our, you know, the graphics that we've, you know, made.
Let's talk about some of the dates of these events and how you can use PSTA to get to some of the events. So there's the street festival that you're going to be at giving away free stuff. And then there's the parade that you're going to be in. Both of those events are coming up. The street fair is on the 24th.
The street fair is on the 25th in the Grand Central District from 12 to 5.
Okay, right.
So there, you know, since that, you know, the Grand Central District will pretty much be shut down, you can get there via the Sunrunner or you can get there via the Looper, which a lot of people don't understand or forget that, you know, the Looper is part of the PSTA. So is the Central Avenue Trolley. So depending on where you are, we have you covered for the street fair. And another great thing, too, is if you go on Google Maps, if you go to the Sunrunner Interactive Google Maps, so if you just Google Sunrunner Interactive Map, they'll pull it up. We've actually marked out where there's not only free parking, but all the parking that, you know, you can pay for on the Sunrunner route. So that's a great thing where you're like, I don't want to deal with parking, but I don't know how to get to the Sunrunner. I live out by the beach. Well, go park out there, hop on the Sunrunner, you'll be able to get downtown and then you'll be able to get back to your car, like easy peasy. And then you don't have to worry about like the crowds and everything.
Yeah. Parking and getting in and out of the area is going to be a real pain if you're driving. Right.
So yeah. Also let everyone know on June 24th as well at St. Pete High School, we will have a park and ride from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And there'll be a porta potty, there'll be signs so you can find it, there'll be security there. And you know, just as long as you have your car out by midnight and you don't get there before 11 a.m., it's free, come park. We'll make sure you get to the events on the 24th, to the parade. I know some other local businesses are doing pre-parade, you know, parties, but we have you covered there too. So the day of the parade on the 24th, we have service going to the parade, we have a free park and ride, and then on the 25th for the street fair, we will have our Sunrunner right now is still free, so that'll be up and running, and so is the Looper, and then we'll have a cooling bus there. So because I know the street fair gets really, really hot, so
can you tell us about for those of our listeners who don't take the PSTA often, can you tell us about how much it costs and how to pay when you take the bus to the parade?
Well, on the day of the parade, it's free.
That's awesome.
So, yes, all of PSCA on the 24th. On the 24th only. I just want to make sure everyone heard me correctly. So June 24th, all of PSTA is free. So free if you live up like by Clearwater and you want to take the Suncoast Transit down and then connect, you know, to the Sunrunner, you can do that. If you live off a normal route and you see, you know, a PSA bus that's not the Sunrunner, but it's just one of our everyday amazing buses that go around, you can hop on that. And then, you know, if you're wondering, well, how do I navigate PSTA? There are several ways. You can download our transit app, which you can find on PSTA.net. Or you can plug into your Google and then go and switch over on your phone. They have the walking, they have the driving. But if you go to public transportation, it'll let you know, like, take this bus, transfer here, get on this one, and then you're there. It's easy peasy. So it is a great opportunity if you were ever curious, like, how is it to ride PSDA? Well, it's free that day. So it, not only are you going to get to the parade safely and not have to worry about parking, or, you know, if you happen to enjoy some cocktails, you know, you really shouldn't be driving. We're going to get you ever safely. And it's a great way to test that out because it is free.
And, you know, especially during the parade or like the street festival, it is such a headache to like bring your car and then trying to find parking.
Yeah.
So I think taking PSDA is such a great alternative to that. So I think that's, I think everyone should like take an opportunity and use the buses if they can.
Yeah, the buses, the trolleys, you know, we're more than just the Sunrunner. You know, people keep on forgetting that we go all throughout Pinellas County. We're here for Pinellas County. Yes, it's the St. Pete Pride Festival, but we want everyone in Pinellas to be able to get to it and be able to participate in it.
Ethan, what is your favorite St. Pete Pride event?
I'm torn. So I really love the parade. And this year I get to march in it, so I'm super excited about that. And I really love, you know, the street fair. It's just a fun, you know, 2 days. And then, you know, people have pool parties, so you get to like hop from pool party to pool party, and they're like, okay, let's go down to, you know, the street fair and see what's going on there. And like, okay, it's really hot, so let's go back to a pool party. I just love that whole relaxed vibe of like celebration, and just meeting new people. Like, I made so many friends during Pride just because I got invited to someone's house.
Yeah.
And then I met like 4 new friends, or I was just next to someone during the parade and I just started talking to them. So it's a great icebreaker too, to like meet people in the community.
Yeah, it's grown a lot. It's grown a lot. The Pride events have gotten much larger than they were 15 years ago when I first moved here. Because they used to be all one event. The parade and the festival, the street fair was all one event, like it is elsewhere. But we're lucky here in St. Pete that we have multiple days of events. Right? I think that's really cool. That's my favorite.
It makes sense. Like, I wish other, you know, areas did it this way, because it's a lot if you do it all in one day. Like, I lived in New York City for 18 years and I just remember it was a marathon. Like, if your company was, you know, in the parade, like, you had to be there like 6 in the morning, and then you had to figure out where on the route you were, and then you had to walk the whole route. And then if you wanted to go to the street fair, it's there. But if you wanted to go to the fireworks and the concert, like, you were going from like 6 in the morning until like 3 or 4 at night if you wanted to do everything, and it's just exhausting. This way you get to do a lot more and you're like, you get your sleep, which is nice.
And like, the parade route is like not that long in St. Pete. Like, you know, I used to live in Chicago, and like when I looked at the parade route in Chicago, I was like, this is a long route to like, you know, just celebrate through. So I think that's a good advantage that we have as well.
Plus, like, the view where it is, it's just like against the water. Yeah. It's just lovely. I'm excited. I always love Pride, and it's been a great Pride experience for me working at PSDA and just being in, you know, Pinellas County and St. Petersburg and just witnessing everything. It's just great.
Speaking of which,
go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I was going to jump to the lightning round.
Oh, I wanted to wrap up with, let's remind dates, right? So the parade is on
the parade 24th. That is the day PSTA is free on the 24th, all of PSTA. We will have a free park and ride at St. Pete High School. That is from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And the street fair is on June 25th. And that is from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. And PSTA will not be free that day, but we can still get you there. But we recommend, you know, looking at our interactive map on Google for the Sunrunner to see where parking is. The Sunrunner will be free, so won't the Looper. And we will have the Pride bus out and about on the street fair as a cooling station to help keep everyone cool and happy.
All right. Well, as Sumitra was about to say, we have a special lightning round planned for you.
Okay.
This is not a test. It's just for fun. And it is a Pride-themed lightning round. Sumitra, do you want to get it started?
Yes. Yes, I'll get us started. So the first question is, the Stonewall Inn is in which NYC neighborhood?
That is in Greenwich Village.
That one's, yep. That one's easy. That one's
and it's
easy.
On Christopher Street.
That's, yes. That's too easy. Okay. The United States first Pride Parade took place in 1970. True or false?
The first Pride Parade in 1970. True.
Yep. Yes. It was, yeah. Which was the first European country to legalize same-sex marriage?
That would be the Netherlands.
Yep.
You know too much. This is not fair. Who was the first openly gay person elected to public office?
That's Harvey Milk.
Harvey Milk, yeah. There's a movie about that too.
Yes. There's actually a couple. There's a bunch of documentaries that are out as well that are really good.
I also watched the Milk where Sean Penn played him at a queer film festival in India. So that was pretty cool. National Coming Out Day is celebrated on October 11 in the US. True or false?
I want to say true.
Yeah.
What was the name of the first gay rights organization formed after the Stonewall Uprising? Just the abbreviation, you get half credit.
Is it? It's not ACT UP, right?
No.
Nah, it is not ACT UP.
Okay. The American Association of, yeah, I have no idea.
We stumped you. It's the Gay Liberation Front.
Okay.
The Gay Liberation Front.
Which documentary depicted NYC's drag ball life at the height of the AIDS epidemic?
That is Paris is Burning. Oh, and it's one of my favorite documentaries
I
ever.
I love it.
It's so good. It's such a good one.
And so much of our like lingo still that we use still comes from, you know, like the drag ball culture. It's pretty fascinating.
It's so interesting because you get to see how so much of that was so underground and really not in the public eye. And then it became, you know, these icons like Madonna, you know, took from this culture and you know, different events that sort of brought these elements onto, you know, into mainstream. You get to see where it all starts. So really, if you haven't watched it, watch Paris is Burning. It's amazing.
No, it's an amazing documentary. And to your point, like you get to actually see, because it's those terms from the ballroom scene has become part of everyday vernacular. Like people yelling, yes, work, slay. That's on totes you can buy at like Walmart and Target, and like people say it all the time, but they don't understand where it comes from. So obviously they got it from pop culture TV, and they got it from Paris is Burning. So watching the actual where it came from and learning about these people, it's really important because a lot of them aren't with us anymore because they did die of HIV or of, you know, homophobic or transphobic people. Yeah.
It's mine. Okay, my question.
Yes.
Grey's Anatomy featured the longest running queer character in TV history. True or false?
True.
Do you know the character?
It's Kaylee?
Dr. Callie Torres.
Callie, okay.
It's Sara Ramirez's character, yeah.
Who is amazing, and I loved her on that show. She's on the new Sex and the City show, but my favorite was she was in Spamalot on Broadway, and she was great.
Original Pride flag had two additional colors. Can you name them?
Magenta. Magenta and white? No, magenta and...
It was hot pink and turquoise. Yeah, you're almost there.
What is ACT UP that you mentioned earlier an abbreviation for?
I can never remember. It's really long.
It is the AIDS Coalition to Unleash Power.
You did great, Ethan.
You think I would remember that because that's also it's a voice.
I like how you had this process.
I was like, I
got,
it's like, it's too long.
That's a phenomenal.
Did I do the best out of everyone that was interviewed so far?
We need to keep that tally on.
Yeah, we need to keep a rubric. Yes.
Yeah, because I want to be like that. Is it Vanity Fair where they bring celebrities in and they have to dress like cheaper and they have it going off to the side? Like I want Ethan to PSTA to be at the top.
And then we should do like a round of champions.
Yes, I'm so down, Jeopardy style.
Well, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you for getting us all pumped up about Pride and some of the events that PSTA is going to be a part of. If you're listening and you haven't yet been to a Pride event, this is the one to go to. Take the PSTA to the parade for free and get a look at that Pride bus. It's pretty amazing.
It's great. And if you want to see it beforehand, if you go to any of our social media at Ride PSTA on Instagram and Facebook, so many pictures. It's amazing. We have a social media contest right now with a lot of amazing gift cards to a lot of local businesses. So to find out more, go to our Instagram at RidePSTA. At RidePSTA. And it's there, and just there's too many like prizes to like list, but they're really great. You can also learn about everything that we're doing with Pride celebrations at psta.net/pride. And if you didn't have your phone out or a pen and pencil and jotting down these dates, they're all listed there as well, along with the times. I'm just excited to celebrate Pride and be a part of the community, which is what PSTA loves doing. It loves helping the community and not only just getting them from point A to point B, but just helping the community grow and be a better place to be around.
Thank you so much, Ethan. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.